Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We're here this morning to try to figure out why Connor can't get to a second date with Victoria, especially after the first date seemed to go so well. Good morning, Connor. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What's going on with Victoria?
Dude, I don't know. We went out 3 weeks ago almost. She seemed all excited on the phone. We were going to hang out. We met up for dinner. I'm thinking everything is going well. And then, like, she just didn't return any of my calls or texts.
When you say seemed excited, so you guys obviously were like texting like through an app or something like that ahead of time or what?
Yeah. No, I mean, it was like all flirty. It was fun. And then we met online and she started talking on the phone. She seemed crazy happy to meet me. She kept saying how fun it was going to be and that she was really looking forward to it.
So Damn. Very, very flirtatious.
Yeah.
And then did that carry over to the date?
Yeah, man. The date was incredibly fun. We had it was really awesome, and that's where I'm thrown off because I have no idea what could have possibly gone wrong. We were laughing all night long. I mean, and I just can't figure it out. I'm hoping you guys can help me out.
All right, so nothing awkward, and at the end of the night, you're just thinking, well, this is just the beginning of more things to come.
Oh yeah.
And in 3 weeks, nothing. You've obviously texted her once or twice or left a voicemail, but nothing back from Victoria.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Radio silence.
3 weeks is a long time. Yeah. Don't know if we can get you to a second date. We're going to try. We'll call Victoria. We'll at least hopefully get some answers for you, Connor, on what's going on. If you can hold on right there, we're going to come back. The second half of Second Date Update. Why isn't Victoria getting back to Connor for a second date after a first one seemed to go so well? We'll find out next in 3 minutes on The Wolf.
Baby girl, you out.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We're here to solve a mystery. The mystery of why one person can feel a first date went so well, there had to be a second lined up. But that hasn't happened with Connor and Victoria.
Dude, I don't know. We went out 3 weeks ago almost. She seemed all excited on the phone. We were going to hang out. We met up for dinner. I'm thinking everything is going well. And then, like, she just didn't return any of my calls or texts.
Well, if Victoria agrees to come on the air with us and tell us why, hopefully we'll get some answers for Connor. So let's see if we can't talk to Victoria.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Victoria?
Yeah, who's this?
Victoria, please don't hang up. It's not a sales call or a spam call. We're actually Thunder and PT, and we co-host a morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. And we're calling you this morning because we do a segment called Second Date Update on our show. And we have to let you know you're on the radio right now. Would you be willing to talk to us about a recent date, actually maybe 3 weeks ago now, a date you had with a gentleman named Connor?
It's kind of weird, but sure. Yeah,
okay.
I can tell you about it.
All right, so you remember this date. So he's been trying to get in touch with you, and he reached out to us to kind of like, you know, try to track you down and find out what the story was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, basically, he just, in person, he was not what I thought he was going to be, if that makes sense.
Okay, could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, he was like, probably maybe 5 feet tall, if that.
Oh, just so you,
very short.
Okay,
oh, wow, okay,
so you didn't know this going into the date because I know you met online.
Wasn't there some like pictures or something?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't come up, and he didn't look short in the pictures. But I guess I had no perspective or scale.
Are you serious? It's my height that bothers you?
Okay, Victoria.
Hang tight, Victoria.
Connor, we talked to Connor a few minutes ago, and he's listening in on the other line. I'm sorry we did not tell you that up front. Connor, what did you want to say to Victoria?
I'm just blown away. Are you really serious that it's my height that bothers you?
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry, dude. It's just, if you're below, like, 5'6", I just feel like you've got to disclose that to a girl. Like, you know, you've got to know.
Whoa, I'm not that short. I'm only like 5'5".
Okay, I mean, that's pretty short, and I'm 5'9". So it was just, I'm sorry. It was weird walking next to you, and like, you didn't say anything, and I almost feel like you were kind of trying to hide it.
The website got
it. You were wearing heels. Like, that's the only reason you look that taller. You're not that much taller than me.
No, I mean, without heels, I'm 5'9". And so I was like, 6 feet tall, walking next to this 5-foot-tall guy.
And so like, on this website, and guys, so on the website, the dating site, there was nothing about height, Victoria? It wasn't included, or he didn't share it?
He didn't share his height, which I mean, I guess could have been, you know.
What? You're crazy. It's right there on the site.
Okay, hang on a second. So
you're saying you're saying your height is on the site, Connor?
Yeah. Every website, you have to put your height on there.
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember seeing it. Yeah. And I hope I'm not offending you. I'm really sorry. I'm just, it's a personal thing, I guess. I'm just generally attracted to taller guys. Mm-hmm.
Victoria, I mean, first of all, we appreciate you taking the call. And to be honest, the difference though here is that couldn't you have just kind of said that to Connor and maybe, or do you just feel like that was embarrassing?
It's confrontational.
I just, you know, it felt mean, and I didn't want to say anything. I felt like it was easier to just not call back because usually people get the hint that means you don't want to see someone again, and we just avoid the whole awkward conversation. I don't know.
Connor, have you run
You didn't have a problem with me being short when you were taking my money for the date. If it was that much of a problem, you should have just said something right at the beginning before I forked out my money.
I mean, I'm sorry. I had a really good time. I tried to get past it, but by the end of the date, and after everyone just staring at us and the walk back to the car, it was just too much. I'm really sorry, okay? Like, I did try to get past it, but I can't.
Mm. It's unfortunate.
What happened? This laws of attraction.
Yeah, right. Connor, is this something that, you know, I guess I just want to ask you, like, have you dealt with this in the past with women, you know, maybe having a problem that you're just a little bit on the shorter side?
Yeah, but usually they just say it right up front. And then, like, we just know right there. They don't, like, lead me on for 3 hours on a date.
I think she was.
Like, I had fun. I did. And I thought, like, maybe this is something I can get over. He's a really nice guy. And then by the end of the day, you know, I gave it a shot. I gave you, like, an honest shot. You know, I didn't want to, like, shoot you down right there. I gave you a try. And, like, I just can't do it. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean for this to be a thing.
Connor, do you feel, Victoria said something earlier that she felt that you should be more upfront about your height than you were but you said you put down that you're what? You said you were 5'5"?
5'5".
That's somewhere on your profile. And Victoria, you're saying you didn't see it. Well, that's kind of on you. I'm just saying, Victoria, that Connor assumed you saw what his height was.
Yeah. I mean, if I did miss it, you know, that is on me. I guess it's my fault, but like, I usually see those things because it is super common. I don't remember seeing it, but if it was there, then yeah, if I had seen it, I probably would have never went on the date and we could have avoided this.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I mean, seem like you tried to make it work. And you know, again, you're entitled to your own opinion.
And Connor, is there anything else we're missing here?
next time, don't be so into me when the wallet's open.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. That's okay. It. Whatever.
Well, listen, hey, Victoria, first of all, thank you. As PT mentioned, thanks for taking our call. Yeah. Sorry this didn't work out. Connor, I don't know what to tell you. If you need to make that more prominent on your dating site. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Really sorry.
If anyone else has gone through something like this, listening to Second Date Update, whether it's been a height differential, if you've been able to make it work, or if that's ever been an issue with you, 651-989-1029. Victoria, Connor, we want to thank you both for being on Second Date Update.
I love you just the way God made me.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.